It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. There are more than 200 languages spoken in New York City, and a new public art installation lets us experience them in an unexpected spot. WNYC's Amy Pearl takes us to Brooklyn to learn more.
Walking through the Manhattan Bridge overpass in Dumbo, I get that familiar New York feeling of hearing a language I can't quite place. That's a song in Riku, a language from Indonesia, and it's part of a public art exhibit called Babel in Reverse.
It's an art installation that has light and sound, and the sound that you're hearing is mainly endangered languages spoken in New York.
Before artist Joseph Morris can tell me more, I get another familiar New York feeling, being drowned out by the subway. But he's undaunted.
It is challenging, but in reality, it's still part of the piece. I mean, the whole piece is about New York City, and the subway is part of New York City. It's always there. It's always in the background.
As the rumble fades away, another voice emerges from one of the dozens of lights strung under the archway.
Right there.
You can walk through here and hear the voices and just think you're on a street in New York City, even though you're by yourself.
In the Bible story about the Tower of Babel, God makes everyone speak a different language to cut them off from each other. But listening to all these voices and languages has the opposite effect. It makes me feel more connected. This is an old Yiddish song, and it's Joseph's favorite piece of sound.
So why is that one special to you?
Oh, it's just a beautiful sound, and it's also the language that my grandmother used to speak. My grandmother was Polish, and she survived Auschwitz. She came here when she was 13. My mother is Puerto Rican. First language was Spanish. On my dad's side, my grandfather was Arabic. So when people would ask me what my ethnic background is, I always just say I'm a New Yorker.
Amy Pearl, WNYC News.
You can visit Anchorage Babel in Reverse daily from 3 to 10 through May.
Ich bin